and welcome to the first episode of our Manufacturing Law podcast series. I'm Olivia Gillespie, Marketing Executive at Cleaverfield & Rankin, and today I am joined by Breed McColgan, Associate Director in our private client team. Today, Breed is going to talk to us about succession planning and why it is so important for family-run manufacturing businesses to have a comprehensive succession plan in place. So, Breed, to start off, can you explain what succession planning is in a nutshell?
Well, basically, succession planning is a process by which the current owners of a business identify and develop a plan to ensure that the transition to the next owner is as seamless as possible. Quite often, in a family-run business, the company will be passed on to another family member or the next generation, but it could also be transferred to a key employee or another party.
Right, so what are the benefits of having a comprehensive succession plan in place?
For a start, having a good succession plan will ensure that the business legacy is secured and that the exiting owner is able to extract fair value for the time and effort they've put into developing the business over the years once they step back from the business. Also, a succession plan can identify your wishes for the continuation of the business, and it ensures that you have an input into how your business will be run even when you're no longer involved. Effective succession planning provides for the smooth transition, which should avoid any confusion or conflict arising among employees or family members once you're no longer running the business.
And are there any aspects to succession planning that manufacturing business owners should pay particular attention to?
Well, there are certain things that are part and parcel of succession planning for any business. For example, ensuring that you check and review your business plan, having a shareholders agreement in place, obtaining necessary tax advice, and also having an up-to-date and tax-efficient will are measures that are essential to any business plan. Also, investing in appropriate insurance, such as key man or cross-option insurance, is something that should also be on your list of priorities. Some additional things that manufacturing businesses may need to consider are implementing specially designed employment agreements for some staff members. For instance, you might have some key information that you want to ensure is kept within your business relating to trademarks or product design or intellectual property. Putting in place robust employment agreements that cover employees' roles and responsibilities, as well as restrictive covenants, confidentiality, and intellectual property provisions, will all help ensure the future success of your business.
Great. So, do you have one key piece of advice for business owners starting the succession planning process?
My key piece of advice for business owners is to ensure that they maintain good communication with all relevant stakeholders involved in the process. Succession planning can be quite a stressful and sometimes an emotionally fraught process. By making sure that the management team and any relevant family members are kept up to date with your decision making, and by being transparent about your future plans, this should all reduce the risk of conflict and ultimately provide that the transition process is as smooth as possible.
Thank you very much, Breed. Well, that just about wraps up our podcast for today, but of course, we've only just scratched the surface on this topic. If you would like further information or advice on succession planning, please don't hesitate to contact us on info@cfrlaw.co.uk. Thank you.